after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, glad to have you on another great show, man. Today's show is going to be very interesting, that of interesting. Of course, we'll be bringing you some hot news and some hot music, as well as we'll be doing some today, during our Dust Music Month, I'm going to call Music 101. We're taking you guys to class today. So, basically, the way Music 101 works is, We'll be giving you some tips every week on here, and it will be something that you can definitely use to continue to, you know, just grow in what you do. So excited to be able to just put this together and help, you know, help strengthen the artists around here, you know, just really helping them out, you know, making them a stronger brand. So I'm really proud of being able to put this out and glad to have people that's supporting what we do here in Life After Dust Live. Now, you know, a lot of people always know it's Wednesday. You know, they expect me to say a certain thing every Wednesday. So what do you, and that's, of course, our public service announcement, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. So, yes, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. It is that real. And my girl Terry Lamont be in the building in a bit. So, of course, we'll be playing some music. We might be sharing a couple of new stories with you. And, of course, we'll be talking about the 10 tips that you'll need for the music industry. So, there you go. Now, I got somebody that wants to let you guys know what today is.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day!
There you go. Oh, I tell you, you like that, Terry? You like that?
Yeah. What it do?
I got to get it out of my system one more time.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Hump day?
Yes, you know, y'all know, man, when I saw the commercial, like, oh, yeah, it's going to be on here immediately. So, yes. All right, so, of course, like I told you guys, we'll be talking about 10 tips to help you as far as our music 101 that we're doing today. we'll be giving you 10 tips of promoting yourself and actually something as a brand. You are, in the music industry, you are the brand. So how do you tend to promote yourself? So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and then we'll be back here on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J, and, of course, my girl, Sarah Lemonsky. And we're going to take it all. Let's go ahead. We're going to take it to a major industry track. Oh, man, which one? I'm trying to think. I want to take it back, or do I want to keep it somewhere current? Let's see.
Take it back.
All right, here we go.
what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day.
Y'all know we're gonna make charges all the time now, right? Oh man. So yes, welcome back, y'all. Oh, shout out to Trina Lee and the guests in the chat room. I see y'all. Big ups to y'all in the long chat room.
Big ups, big ups.
So, of course, if I get into the top 10 tips, I've got some. Of course, I told y'all, I was asking Tadeen's that I'd be sharing with y'all, too. So, here we go, man. You know, man, it just can these two just stay in the news, man? Stay in my news. Okay, so, guess who's been caught cheating?
Female or male?
Male.
Oh, Chris Bosh?
No, not Chris Bosh. Hold on, let's give us give it this. Go ahead, take it easy.
Tiger.
No.
I know they can't yet.
All right. Hey,
what?
Easy.
You're joking.
Yes. Yes, that is who it is. It is Kanye, man. Kanye West, man. Kanye West, when he has.
Man, they're either going through a lot of stuff, or that's just being put on, man, because they are a media takeout. They've been a media takeout for the last couple of days, straight.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes, like, yeah, and here's the crazy thing. The sad thing about it is the girl he cheated with was the one who snitched.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, Kanye. Keep your girls in line, bro. Keep your girls in line. If you're going to do something, make sure you do something with it. Yeah, have we not learned from Tiger Woods that these chicks more talent?
Exactly.
Oh, they were lying.
Well, Kanye.
I mean,
she's
pretty nice. Honestly, pretty nice, but yeah, but he's just not freaking thinking. I mean, wow. And again, oh wow.
Well, man,
what did you learn, man? What did you learn? What were you learn, man?
They won't, but I know she should stop messing with Kim because she's going to mess around and take him for everything he has, for real.
Yeah, he just
going to
you know, when he stepped out, that was one thing. But then he decided to do this. You know, she can use, and especially she got that mom that likes to, that's all about money. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. She didn't groom these chicks to taking that money. So, Kanye, you had just walked into the greatest trap ever, bro.
Exactly.
You watched the greatest trap ever. I don't understand. Poor child.
Man, oh man.
Poor child. Bye-bye. It's about to put some hands, put some bless some hands on this young man. Alright, so, oh man, I mean, y'all wrong, okay. Who had to do this picture while he was in the subway is ratchet. Again, we go to the kids that everything has changed in this day and age. Because at any moment, you can become a media takeout in the next minute. All you have to do is use your handy-dandy cell phone and take a picture of somebody, and that's a wrap. And in this case, this little camera Foley happened because happened to my girl Shay Mack over off of Love and Hip Hop, and they got in the subway while she's drinking the Heineken or whatnot. Now, here's my thing. Okay, everybody just rocking me for a second.
Okay.
What the hell is wrong with somebody? I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just personally me. But what the hell is wrong with somebody riding the subway?
True.
And so if I'm a superstar and I'm in the subway in New York, it's less weird all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I just understand how that, you know, I'm sitting here looking, and I'm not necessarily that Shane Max is my bestest friend in the whole wide world or something, but I just don't see how this is news. Like, honestly, so what? She was on the subway. Ooh, big news. Nothing's big about that to me.
True.
So,
I don't know how to feel about that. Like, when you know how that stuff goes. Some things just shouldn't be put out there. Like, who cares? I don't know.
Like,
I don't really care too much.
Yeah, I don't really care at all. So she's riding the subway. You know, if she was doing some ratchet in the subway, that's news. But she was just riding the subway, chilling, being incognito. And she wasn't looking ratchet. She wasn't even looking ratchet. She was just looking relaxed.
Ew.
You know,
Ray
Shay said the other day, Ray Shay said on a typical day, she just chilling. She already put on a tank top, some sweatpants, and her shoes, and a ball cap and collar a day. It is what it
right.
is. Who the hell is dolled up all goddamn day? Like, that's unreal.
Exactly. That's true.
Oh, man. You know what? And for me, I think, you know, it just makes me, for me personally, it makes me respect Shane Mack a little more. It's like, hey, you know, I realize that she's not trying to act all Hollywood or everything. You like to just be on some chill stuff. It really just let me know that about her. I got too much more respect for her now. She went to extra crazy with Jocelyn on the show, but to me, I just, you know, there's not really nothing ratchet about her. About this. So, Shay Mack, I'm in your defense. Media take you out. Every now and then, y'all miss me with the stuff. This is one of those stories y'all miss me with. So,
true.
Wow. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give, we'll be getting to the stories from Clumsy Crick later. Y'all know how, I know how y'all know how stupid those stories always are. So, we'll be getting to some stories from there later. We're going to go ahead and talk about, obviously, the top 10. Tips that I personally is on stuff that went on the internet. None of that. These are things that have been embedded in my mind that I have paid attention to throughout the years and have seen them work very well. So, today's top 10 on the Music 101 is 10 tips for promoting yourself. And artists, I can't stress this enough. When you promote yourself, these things will be very instrumental of making sure that you do the right thing. And, again, I will make this disclaimer. There's a different tune for different people, but a lot of this stuff will pertain to everybody. So just take it and, you know, modify it the way you need to modify it. So first tip I want to share is social media. Social media. In this day and age, social media can be your best friend. It can be your best friend in the whole world. It's all about how you use it. Now, actually, in the front of me, I say 10 tips, but a lot of that, I won't be going tip number one. Some tips are within a tip, so it will be the 10 tips will just be all over the place. So there's going to be a lot of tips in one. Social media itself is so many of the tips alone. One, I cannot stress enough as far as your artist. First off, if you come to me and you tell me, you know, man, I'm telling you what's a promoter thing, whatever, and you're not on many social media sites that you can be accessible to, then I don't know what to say to you. Now, there is, you know, some people say that you don't want to be oversaturated. I understand that. I can feel you on that. But if it's a spot that's effective and you know, it's a good look for you and they got your best interest at heart, support it. They don't pay me, they're not paying me a check to say it about them. But, you know, one of the things I want to say is Facebook and Twitter, those two alone is on top of the bag. You want to make sure you got those two things there. In the Google Plus page, those three things alone, probably naming other sites as well on top of that. You want to have those. Because what a lot of people don't realize, too, is you know, they go, I don't need this because I got to. You know, that's not good enough excuse for me. Because For me, everything works a different way. The sites work to your advantage in a different way. Twitter is good for getting the point across very quickly. Snap, 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 snap. Promote is a quick way of promotion. And it's promoting yourself a little different, a little easier in some aspects because it's not necessarily known for having to be personal. And you can network with people freely. You don't have to say, oh, do I know this person? Or, you know, that's one of the things I hate about Facebook is Facebook, then you got to know every damn body in the world. There's nowhere in the world that everyone on my Facebook list I know in person. So that's a load of crap right there, but it is what it is. So on Twitter, you network. Now, I will throw a disclaimer out there. Don't just go freak, especially if it's something like, for instance, like, if it's not something that's actually looking out for that person as far as their well-being and there's something that's in it for them,
mm-hmm.
Don't just go on all willy-nilly to start tweeting people on Twitter. You're not following, and they're not even following you about stuff that ain't pertaining to them, and they can really give a rat's ass about. Like, you got a new, yeah, man, hey, check out my new song, check out my new song, check out my new song. Well, you know what I never did? Why people be doing this? It is me too. Some people try to tell me that's effective marketing, but it really to me is corny when they just tweet random celebrities' names into their tweets with their music.
Yeah.
Like, okay, for me, like, I'm not even a celebrity, and I get annoyed when people do that to my mention. So I can just imagine myself being a celebrity and having that stuff coming like my stuff, especially like a DJ or whatnot. You deal with that every day.
Yeah, I say be creative because, I mean, I get songs sent in my mentions all the time, but it's a difference, too, in parties. That's another thing that really irritates me. I understand you have to do what you got to do, but it's a different way of how you handle and do things. Just because somebody doesn't make one retweet, you do not have to keep posting that tweet. You know what I'm saying? To that same person over 30 times. Like, that is just so irritating.
Oh, yeah,
it's
like,
about.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about like that one where they do. They'll say, like, they'll put a tweet and say times one, times two, times three, times four. They do that 10 times.
Yeah.
They're not even tagging nobody's name. They're just tagging the tweet. Like, what the hell? We didn't get it the first time. What the hell? It's just stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all about how you come off to me. I don't like people that come off desperate. You know what I'm saying? I like people that stand strong behind what they do. Okay, I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, no, you shouldn't promote your song. No, promote your music one time. Hey, I mean, you know, but I mean, just do it once at a time. You know, do it one week and then maybe the next 2 weeks then do it again maybe, you know. But don't sit there and blow me up and constantly, you know, like, I just get all types of stuff. I get crazy stuff in my DMs. I get crazy mentions. Like, that has to stop because you being desperate to, you know, showing some type of, you know, like that cringe, that just, nobody's going to reach a handout, to be honest. Like, I mean, that's not even being mean. That's just being real. Like, that's not handling business with you going around almost like begging and just, you know, pinching people. You got to get out here and do what you got to do. You know what I mean? If that's not working for you, then flip something else. Do something that's going to make you stand out, not annoy people.
Right, because, I mean, there's a difference between persistence and annoyance. I'm a very, very persistent person, but I'm not going to be annoying in nature about it.
Right. Like, you know, because, I mean, everybody has something going on. You don't see me and Fetty tweeting everybody that follows us, like, hey, tune in to, you know what I'm saying? You make that post, people retweet, people, you know, comment on it about them listening, whatever, regardless, but it's just not going. It's just a different way you do promotions, which makes more people, you know, interested in what you're talking about. You know, like, okay, she posted that once. Okay, let's see what's this about instead of just agitating a person. Like, hey, check this out. You can't keep doing that to everybody. So it's all about how you use the social network. The social network could really make or break you, seriously. And a lot of people don't know that. And the Internet is a very powerful source, very powerful.
And because, man, I got to tell y'all, social media alone is going to cover a lot of tips. Like, for another thing that I have to stress so much
it's not just like she like the other part is the content of your tweets. It's not just the fact that you post your music. It's fine to post something that you want people to support. But the thing is too, again, when we said I say when these tips are about promoting yourself, you are the brand. A lot of times why people end up buying into people's music is because they buy into that person. They buy into the Nicki Minaj character. Like, you see all these chicks that try to be Barbies and whatnot because they were buying into Nicki Minaj. It's not necessarily that they weren't necessarily that her music is just the best music to the slightest degree. It's they bought into her and they just coincidentally started listening to music and they started liking her music. So it's about buying to the person. And one of the things you want to do, I cannot stress enough, don't just be a promoter source or on Twitter all day. Like, really engage the people. Like, for instance, one of the things I do on our Dust Survive Models on Twitter, and that, I know that's not music, but that's a good example of how to prove this point, is I'll every now and then I throw these random things out there, like the random tweet tag. And I'll throw out I'll tweet random followers, and I will ask them a random question to really make them think. And you'd be surprised the love that you'd be surprised how engaged you would get, and how it makes you really start paying attention to what you do more and more. Because a lot of times that's how people don't follow. You know, a lot of people just I remember I used to be an idiot and say team follow back, but I would say this because people follow me because of my content and what I put out, and they know that oh my god, like they brought it to me. Like stop, that's another thing. Stop begging. It goes to the begging part. Stop begging.
Yeah,
stop spending.
Yeah,
have your tweets begging for followers only.
Yeah, a lot of people want to get up in your DM. That's irritating too. Because and another thing I gotta say, if you're paying for followers on Twitter and you're not using them to make some type of money, then you're stupid. You're point blank stupid. I don't know what else to tell you because it's like people know you in reality. You done bought over 15,000 followers. If you're that much of a front, at least you could front, I would think, another 15,000 into following you. And then, therefore, you could be selling something or doing something. But for you to sit there and just talk crap all day, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people that really sit on Twitter and talk all day about nothing. Ain't selling nothing, ain't nothing. They just talking about their every single move. And I'm looking like, what's the point? Are you trying to prove that your life is this exciting to who? And then when you have a party or something, all of a sudden it comes up, you're going to be somewhere. You wonder why people's not really messing with it because it's like, who are you? You sit on Twitter every day. Like, is that your job? Because I'm sure you're not getting paid for these tweets. So people don't think about that, though. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to be on a social network, use it to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? Don't, or just stick to what you know. If you're on there just to talk junk about your life, don't tweet me your song and be like, you know, check it out or come to my party. I'm not coming to nothing, you know? Or I really don't like people asking me to follow them back all the time when you really just want to get in my DM. And, I mean, it's a difference if you're reaching out or, you know what I'm saying, giving you need some encouragement or something like that or you're trying to network. That's a difference. But please do not DM me. That goes for everybody that's listening. I'm not stuck up. It's just it's a place for business. And I don't DM me on Twitter, please, on and off. Plus, if I'm ignoring you, don't keep DMing me trying to get my number because it's probably not going to happen.
Hey, they say, what's a Taylor Munson? Ooh, baby, I need you.
No, baby. Taryn don't need none of that. You know? So, I mean, it's just about how you social media, I say, and a lot of people, though, another tip I want to throw out there that's not even like social media, it's just the fact that you guys can get posters. And I don't want to really, I'm just going to put it out there. Like, you can get posters, like, this goes to all the models, certain rappers, you know, you can get posters, yo. Hang them up around your city. On telephone poles, do your thing. Like, there's so many other ways that you can network. Get you some cards made, some business cards. Like, you can go put them in gas stations. Everybody has gas stations. Everybody got hood gas stations. I don't want to hear none of that because you go in there, you see all these dancing parties and everything else. I'm sure they'll let you stick something up. If not, throw a couple dollars, they will. You know, like, you can. It's so much other things that you can do for you to really support what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, people as far, I commend some people just at times for supporting Twitter. Like, when Twitter first got hot, I see people out there with at such and such follow me on Twitter on their shirt. And I'm cracking up, like, is it really that serious? But at the same time, I'm just like, well, they're doing what they got to do, you know, for, I guess, for whatever that goal is, I guess. But it's a lot of different ways besides social media. But social media is just I'm telling you, like, it's so strong. So people, you got to take advantage of it in the right ways, honestly, because the net will tell you a million ways to get rich. It'll tell you, you know, it's just so informative. So I don't understand how people don't become knowledgeable and use social media to their advantage, really, because it's crazy. It can get addictive, but I could just say don't use it for the wrong reasons.
Right. And another thing with social media, too, because we have obviously in the social media world, if I move to the next topic, of course, I was saying the other ones, we've already talked a lot about Twitter, because that is, I mean, to me personally, out of the bunch, that like one of the easiest ways to promote yourself from the big major ones. Facebook, I like Facebook. I mean, when you can get past the fact of them hating on you, talking about people you don't know and all that, it's pretty good because you don't really have you have more room to work with as far as statuses. You know, it integrates itself with players. So, people can play music for you on your page and whatnot. It integrates a lot of stuff. So, you know, I'd say use your Facebook to the advantage. And if you know, if you're one of those people that are like, oh, well, Facebook is for my family. It's not for, make a fan page, guys. Dang it. Make a fan page.
Yeah.
Make a fan page. Because at the end of the day, the fan page will help you because you're not necessarily having to, you know, you don't necessarily have to sit there and put yourself and make yourself even have people be into your personal life. You just have the fan page and allow people who are on Facebook to be able to support you that way. So, got that. Another entity, I would say, of course, let's talk about Google Plus. Google Plus is another great spot because Google Plus allows you, you know, a lot of people already Google me, man, Google me this, Google me that. Hey, I say it sometimes too, because I'm not hating. But as far as understand the power of when you go to around to Google you, if you ain't doing a certain thing, so you can tell me to Google you all day, but you ain't going to pop up and you ain't doing a certain thing. And it's one of the things that helps a lot is like Google Plus, because Google Plus is what? Take us to Plus and you got Google. So obviously it's a social network that's fitted with Google, so you're sharing content that's connected to you onto Google Plus is getting the word out there to Google is supporting, you know, allow the search engines and whatnot to support you because now you have such directly tied to this, tied to Google. And so now people can, mm-hmm. you know, so now you have a way to build up yourself for your ranks and whatnot on Google and whatnot. So I personally say Google, I like Google Plus too, because Google Plus kind of how smooth it is. And I'm like, it's very integratable on your phone, all that. So I say Google, you know, definitely as far as the big ones, use them. Instagram is another one I mentioned. Instagram is good, picture wise. And I'm gonna say this: stop sitting. You know, it's something you can do this all day. Y'all do the same thing I do from Twitter. Y'all spend all day on Twitter or on Instagram just doing shout outs all day. That's so boring and so white. Y'all wanna do that? I go to Twitter. Like it's a picture site. Post some goddamn pictures. And do some creativity every now and then. Stop posting. So I know it's cool to share stuff, but every now and then, can you be original? Because some people need to share the same thing that everybody else has already did, and they're not really doing nothing new. Because I know people like me, I know people see my things. I crowd, I make my own funny stuff. Like, I mean, there's the one that everybody loves where I have Doug, he's writing his journal. And he's supposed to be here writing a journal about how I feel. It was his dear journal. I hope they know that Sunny Day doesn't give a fuck. I have it clear as daylight on the caption, on the picture, and had the people that have seen it have died laughing. Because it's the originality of something different. It's not me just trying to be, just go post something else. Again, that goes back to letting people inside of your head. If all you doing is continually just posting stuff that's overused already, then you just doing like a copy paste, and nobody wants to listen to a copy paste person.
when it comes, because they're going to do your copy paste when it comes to your music, too. So, definitely going to get that done. Then, of course, you know, I got to throw a shameless plug in there, DustSpot.com. You should be on DustSpot.com. And a lot of other great, independent social networks that are making some big moves. Because, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and all that's good. But a lot of these other sites like that, they're more grassroots. And if you, as far as your artist is in a grassroots stage, you need to be build up your grassroots networking. You need to be on those sites. Stop saying you're already on this site. F that. You need to be on this site. Because at the end of the day, I see, you know, like for me, I'm on a lot of sites. And people wonder why it's so many people that I can connect with because I'm supporting their stuff. And at the end of the day, it's hard to not support me because I support everybody else on their stuff. So there you go.
Exactly.
Now,
like
I'm going to move from social media and into other forms of promotion. And that's as far as your artist, and you going to, this is one thing that I cannot stand, unless it's a showcase, and this goes for the damn promoters and whatnot. Stop all the goddamn independent artists' performances. Some people might take it to offense, but it is what it is. Stop with all the independent artists' performances. All them night on a night that's, you know, on a night that's like a weekend night that people are already coming out of. Like, for instance, especially if you're in an area that is popping already, it's in a popping area, like in a downtown district or whatnot. Hell, the fact you're in downtown and you're a black club, it says something there alone, some of these spots, like in Fort Worth. There's only one black club in downtown Dallas, in downtown Fort Worth, that you can go that everybody pretty much knows. So everybody pretty much knows. You don't have, you know, I'm just not going to say the name and do that, because but I'm going to get to the point about it. One thing sometimes, and I've been working to them, is y'all don't have to have performances every damn week. And when I say performances, it's not just the fact they have performances. It's about the fact they have performances all day. You know, it's like taking up half the night performances. If it's already a popping night, you already got people that's coming and numbers upon numbers, you don't have to do that. Because then you start drawing people away because they're like, you know, this is a night for me to party. Not necessarily, you know, especially if the artist ain't got a song that you want to hear and they ain't even promoted to them already. It's going to drive them fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point, because some people, and that's actually the catch-22 to my whole point about independent artists and performances. It's not about the independent artists performing. It's the fact of, and what these artists don't do is, okay, instead of just trying to perform every damn where, you need to start saying, what you need to do instead, press up some professional CDs, not no goddamn, take the damn Sharpie marker and write on some damn CDs and hand them to people in the damn sleeve and go, oh, I'm professional and I'm going to be major, man. Y'all just watch. And you ain't spend no money to really be professional for yourself, you know, having good press CDs, some press CD covers or whatnot, and then you can't be taken seriously. You can't get mad because people don't take you serious. And if you walk up to an executive with that in your hand, you can't get mad at them for not wanting to message you because you ain't taking yourself serious. And you hand them a piece of shit, they're going to treat you like a piece of shit.
Exactly. True.
There's only just rare cases when you get that music where you're like, you know what, I'm going to listen to this because I'm in the mood. The person got to be in the mood. Because like for me, I know some artists I've met. Personally, they had me a damn marker written CD in a damn CD sleeve, and I listened to it, and it was actually bumping. But
you know,
because I was in the mood. But it's not going to always work. You're telling me that all the time. All it's going to do is turn to a frenzy because I'm going to take it, and I'm going to forget about it when I get to the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing, though, like when it comes to those clubs, I feel like that goes for club owners, too, because sometimes club owners be to that point to where they just try to do anything. But at the same time, they have to understand, like, that artist is repping for the club and they're repping for the artist. And then, like, promoters, please stop having all these parties with the same damn title. You know what I'm saying? I love my people in Detroit. But I personally hosted two parties, turned down for what part one and turned down for what part two. I'm talking about since those two parties, I done seen about 50 of them. And I'm like, this is why y'all turned down. This is why. Like, that's so played out. Who wants to keep coming to the same thing? And it's because everybody's running out of titles. So you get these people. I don't know if they do that everywhere. Because, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
they do that here, too. They grab
okay.
They hear, let's say this ploy, because like, we going in as a whole, the industry. Like, this is a ploy where people do this, where they name their parties after, you know, music, you know, as a classic song that's out right now or whatnot. And so they'll continue to name their parties. Sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't. But sometimes you got to live up to the hype of that song. Like, for instance,
right.
When people want, like you said, turn down for what? That means, okay, that means y'all better be turned up or I'm being turned off.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you just run stuff into the ground. Like, some people really just run stuff into the ground to where I'm like, yo, like, I'm so tired of hearing turned down for what, okay? Like, I am when it comes to parties. Like, stop. Now I'm like, go crazy Saturdays. Like, what? Y'all use something? You know, like, something different, because I'm not going to come, like, I support, everybody knows, like, when it comes to Detroit, I support almost, not every party, but most parties, like, when I know who's professional, who's got it, you know what I'm saying, who's doing their thing. I will pop up at parties and show love, but if you're constantly tweeting me the same parties that I have personally hosted myself with the same title, I'm not coming to your party. I'm not retweeting nothing. I don't want to get nasty DMs about, hey, if you retweet this, I'll get you some followers. Like, no, I'm not. Like, you know,
right.
So it's just all being creative. Please be original. Stop taking the next person, you know, themes and doing things of the such. And that's the same thing as models. I'm sorry, I just know I just flipped, but I done seen so many females trying to do that Black China pose where she was laying on the couch and her butt was plump. I'm going to tell you all like this. That ain't for everybody. Okay, like, seriously, like, just because one girl got put on for doing that pose, you're not going to get put on for doing the same pose. Like, I done seen over 100 of them. I don't know why these photographers let these girls do that either. I guess they just want to see something, but come up with your own style. That's all I'm saying. If it has been seen already, you're not about to get put on for it, 9 times out of 10. Not that quick anyway. So, key thing is about promotion. Please be original and creative.
Right, and that's maybe, you know, and that's just the beginning of the whole, because, I mean, like, for instance, going back into the whole music side and all whatnot with this events, now, and as far as now, if I'm an artist, and you do perform, because before, and funny thing, before, I didn't even get to that part I was going to mention, which is, if you're going to go, if, before you try to start performing, hand the music to these DJs first. Let the DJs
mm-hmm.
get it pumping. And actually go, don't just hand your music, but go to the club, and not only go to the club, don't just go by yourself and a couple of people. Here's a key ploy. I'm gonna teach y'all something really. I'm just teach y'all something very key. You wanna know how one of the key ways making of getting your music high in a certain club?
Let them know.
Have a bunch of your people go to the same spot on that night. And get the DJ to play it, because two things are going to happen. When people see that it's a lot of people getting crunked to your song, they're going to say, okay, oh, this official then. It's official. And the DJ going to see that, so he's going to keep playing it. He's going to keep it in rotation because he see that people are actually liking it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, some people in the club, they don't know if there's your people or not. They just see it's a lot of people just getting crunk.
Yeah. That's true. And it's always the time of getting good with
you
DJs, too.
First.
Don't, Yeah, don't be cocky. Like, I've seen a lot of people be cocky, and that's what really messed up, you know what I'm saying, their opportunity to get their music played, because they mainly just throw them at the DJ, like, yo, play my song. Like, no, that's not how it works. So you have to really think before you do certain things when it comes to, you know, DJs. You really have to be respectful, you know, and handle yourself as a man. You know, don't walk in there like you Mr. Macho.
Right, and better freaking good rapport with them. Because, I mean, some people are like, man, ain't got to suck up to no DJ, man. But in the day, you can say that you want to, but we all set up some way or another. It just might not be it might not be as crazy as some people do. Like, you know, I'm going to show you this one time. Sometimes somebody that brought me, it'd be a pair of artists that bring me a dream. And they're asking for their music. Sometimes simple things like that will work. Because it does work on me. I'm not going to say in front of you. And one time an artist, I'm one of the people, I'll ask people for money to play their music. But this artist came up to me one time, and he was begging me to play his music so bad, this dude handed me $40 to play his song.
Wow.
I was like, it'll be in the rotation next song. You better believe it. It was never the rotation. Because, and they just do this paint, and it was actually a bumping song. That's what was crazy about it. It was a hot song. But the thing is, are you willing to do what you got to do to get, sometimes not necessarily just bringing the DJs drinks or bringing the money. Sometimes, like, for instance, like, it goes back to the bringing people. Now, a lot of times, you know, especially if it's a spot where there's a lot of dudes, a lot of times, if you bring in a gaggle of chicks with you, and it helps even at the number, that's a good one. And DJ know you did it. Oh, they're going to show you some love, too. And you're going to say, oh, I'm gonna show this dude some love because he's going to bring the females out by and show him some love. So they're going to do that. Like, y'all got to quit building rapport with these DJs. It's not about sucking up or talking about these DJs. Man, they them haters, man. They don't do that. No, y'all just don't be taking. Y'all not willing to do what you got to do. And if it's outside of your means and it's against how you feel, then don't do it. But don't call a person a hater because they won't play your music. Because, again, he is a DJ or she is a DJ. And they get a million people doing it all the time, checking them playing music, especially if it's an on and popping club. They stay having people try to get them to play their music. Because I know I steadily do. It's a spot that ain't got thousands of people at it. I get that happening to me. So it just goes to show. So really take it serious, like, really. I'm not stressing enough. That I say before you start trying to go through performances at these spots, get the people to like your music first, man. Make them feel like they gotta have you come out there, because then it turns to okay. Y'all know that song that y'all be getting crunk to? Guess what? He coming out next week. You know, it turns to that kind of thing. And then now people want you there because they like, I'm brought into his song now. I want him to come out. They even brought him to you. So don't just go perform, because I see that I go to some spots, the same damn artists perform every other week.
Yeah,
same
see that?
Artists perform every other week.
Not
people,
cool.
I'm just looking like, are you fucking serious? Are you going to do this again?
Yeah, that's definitely not cool. That's why I be having to. Some people just don't get it, you know, like, not everybody wants to keep seeing the same things. You got to keep it fresh, you know what I'm saying? Definitely,
right.
Like, yeah, I don't like that too much. Now, if they're hot, like, on some Taking Over the City stuff, then that's different. But at the same time, you got to keep it mixed regardless.
And then you talk about oversaturating, so you don't want to keep doing that. Like, some people start performing the same spot a million times. Like, you perform the same spot every week or every other week, and you're doing it too often. You want to spread it out just a little bit so you can make it, because kind of like, for instance, there's some artists, you know, you might like see 2 Chainz And a lot of people are willing to pay so much to go see him because they know they ain't going to see him perform again in that area until when a certain time. So it makes the demand higher. Now, I'm an artist. I'm going to be, you know, for me personally, I would be spreading myself the hell out. I'd be waiting. I'm like, okay, I might not perform this. I'll perform now. I'm going to hold off a month. I'm going to keep having the DJ pump myself, my songs and whatnot, keep pumping it so you can keep it hot and it keep the demand of me coming out.
I feel that.
So, that's that. And then, of course, when you perform, make sure you come with it, man. Make sure your stuff is fucking good quality, because if it ain't, if it's ratchet, you can't get mad at nobody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared to have every freaking way possible playing your music. I think there's two things that the artist you should have. You should have a CD of your music, and you should also have a CD. You should have on a flash drive, because some of us hate doing CDs now. In this day and age, I don't like having a bunch of CDs on me. I like flash drives, because first you don't have them. You got CDs, you got to do all this stuff to rip the CD. I like flash drives because I can go bam, bam, move to a folder, got your music, let's play it when you're ready. I'm ready to go. And the other thing about performances, have a show mix, man. Have a damn show mix. Stop just walking up. Stop coming up and trying to perform your whole mixtape for a performance. Stop doing that, because all you're going to do is lose people. They'll be performing their whole mixtape and then wonder why you're losing people. You can't get mad. Oh, you know, they ain't supporting our real man. You can't get mad. You got your whole mixtape playing. I like me. And I'm saying this is how I do. And it works for some, don't work for everyone. When it comes to up-and-coming artist stuff, and especially when it's, you know, depending on the amount of performances, it's about the amount of performances, too. I keep sets very short. I say, instead of saying how many songs, that's when y'all mess up at. Y'all tell these artists, y'all got two songs, and these songs can be 5 damn minutes apiece. And y'all wonder why y'all losing people. I tell people, you got 7 minutes set. That's a lot of time. 7 minutes. Because you know what you can do in 7 minutes? You can do a whole lot.
You can.
That's your whole set. Not just your beat. That's your whole set. That's all the intro stuff you want to do. Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? Yo, yeah, what's good? Y'all right out here? That's part of your 7 minutes. Y'all do all that. All the longer you take it at, the less time you got to do when it comes to performing. So make sure your stuff is right, man. Like, because in the average song on the radio is anywhere from about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to about 3.5 minutes. It's around that time, because it's just enough. It's not too long to where a loser, but it's enough to where you feel like, hey, I actually got the full song worth. You don't want to give them too much. Because then, if it ain't too much to do, people can remember it a lot easier.
Yep. Just about how you just got to be smart. Don't take, like, everything isn't meant to be taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to performances now. You can't, I've seen that happen too many times. Dudes, run that back, DJ. You know, sometimes the DJ would just straight cut it off. Like, you know, like, nah. But you definitely got to be smart, really smart when it comes to that.
All right, so I say we got, man, you was getting in. We was getting in today's turn.
I know.
We got a little time left, man. I'm going to go ahead and just remind everybody, you know, again, some tips work for some people. If you already picked up on some of this stuff, good, you have it, definitely pick up on it. And, again, you can't find some of this stuff. And all this stuff is coming out of my brain. It's coming out of me and Kevin's brains. It's from experience and just knowing and watching what works. And knowing what, and also not just watching, but I know what works. So definitely take heed to everything we talked about. And I definitely want to continue to see people grow in their music. Artists.
Mm-hmm.
we thank you for covering us as a show. No matter how you listen to it, if you listen to it live, you listen to an archive, I'm glad y'all listen to it, man, and just take a heed and share it with your fellow people in the industry, like letting them know, hey, man, that's what I learned today. Even if anything, if you don't share the show, share what you learned today. Share what you learned with somebody else and help them out. Even if you're not an artist, share what you learned today with an artist. Let them know, hey, man, this dude was talking about this, man. Yeah, man, you should do this, man, because I'm looking out for you. You know, if you're not an artist, you should share that with them.
I agree. Definitely. Definitely look out. I look out. Like, you know, I got people. I got models. You know, shout out to Haitian Jewel. She's always on Twitter. Yo, she sends me pictures all the time to my email for me to critique and for me to give her tips on, you know, what I would do. I'm not no, you know, full-blown professional just, you know, but we learn together. You see what I'm saying? I'm more experienced. So it's never bad. I would never say, it's not a bad thing to reach your hand out sometimes to actually help one another, to be honest. I don't see nothing wrong with that instead of trying to hinder people.
Yeah, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. Okay, so Karen, let them know how they can listen to the show if they miss it.
Okay, yeah, you guys could listen to the show through iTunes. You guys, if anybody's on JustSpot.com, you can check that out, check the show out as well. Also, you can download the TuneIn app and listen to Life After Dust live as well.
All righty. Of course, you can also listen to it at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Listen to it there, and let's look for you look for all the shows, and it will have people go to the show from day one of all the shows we've ever done. So definitely go there, check it out. Again, no matter if you're an artist or not, you should definitely share what you learned today on the show with other with some of these artists out here, because you look out for them. You support them like you say you do. Support them, let them know, hey, this is something you definitely need to know, bro. So there you go. Again, I thank everyone for that who came to this show. I will remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Teddy J, and your girl,
Tana Mine.
So, yeah, we out, y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man. Tomorrow's show, we're going to be having them boys out with some deep, from Denton from the DFW, dude. Denton, actually, I'll be shout out to Denton because I'll be in Denton on Saturday for the Juneteenth celebration. It was awesome training last year. And I want to just give a shout out to Rolling Thunder Sound. Big up to them. They're the ones who's putting the sound together for the Juneteenth celebration. I mean, and they actually are some people that's helping with putting the sound together for some of the events I'll be doing on Sundays. So definitely support it. If you're in the area, come check it out. It's free. Can't be free. It's fun, and it's definitely fun. There's a lot of activities. And just mingle, man. Just mingle.
Definitely.
All right, so we out. All right. In the world of Chris Brown, everybody. Deuces.
We up.